Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new tournament entry in Slashtober Part 2. I am Daniel Schein, joined by producer Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So before our next slasher entry enters the field of battle, Kruger, tell them what Slashtober is all about.
So what we do for our Slashtober special is rate and review a slasher film, and then at the end of the episode, we will add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes, and from there, we will vote and eliminate one slasher from that list, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our three final girls. So Todd, why don't you tell us what our final girl list is so far, and what we are reviewing tonight?
All right, thanks, Kruger. We have Eyes of a Stranger, Evil Dead Trap, and Hell Knight all remaining. Eliminated thus far, Edge of the Axe, Just Before Dawn, Charlie's Farm, Skinner,
Boo.
He Knows You're Alone, Slumber Party Massacre, and Psycho Cop Returns. And up today for contention is Sweatshop. Dan, would you please tell us what this movie's about?
All right, plantation?
So Sweatshop is a 2009 slasher from director Stacy Davidson. And in this film, a group of friends break into an abandoned factory in order to throw an impromptu party, unaware that it's not as empty as they originally believed. All right. So I remember picking this one up years and years back. Now it's one that's been in my collection for a long time. Stay tuned for a story at the end that was kind of advertised as extreme gore slasher film. So you know, I was pretty excited to pick it up. It tries your patience at first because it's about a half hour of some really fucking annoying people interacting.
Some of them were eye candy. I'm not gonna complain.
That's the thing for me. There's a lot of goth and punk eye candy, so that kind of counteracts them being so unlikable and so annoying. I did like Scotty's brother though. That redneck motherfucker was funny as shit.
Wade fucking was Dan. Funny. There's lines, and I'm quoting Wade in this. In my book, this wasn't actually Wade, but one of the lines, in my book, dude cream belongs on chicks. then there's that little jizz rags as horny as a cunt with two pussies. So you know that you know pretty early on the kind of film that you're getting. And I agree on the eye candy. Yes, if you like goth chicks, you get some eye candy. But that first half hour, I think a lot of people are going to have an issue with because it's just, I mean, there is an opening kill, including a cameo by Michael Gingold of Fangoria fame as the cop. I liked his, why can't you kids just fuck in the church? Like,
and he acts about as good as you'd expect an editor of a magazine.
I met him probably 50 times at Fangoria. He's a cool dude, but not quitting his day job anytime.
He's no Tony Timpone.
No Tony Timpone.
Is he one of the ones that got me too'd?
No. Not Michael Gingold. God, I hope
that's
not.
Like that was like the new Fango one.
It was only new guys. I thought it was okay. That's fine.
I don't think any of the OG ones ever got. Gingold and Timpone were like the nicest.
Dude, Timpone still needs a fucking sponsorship from Crest. That man is all fucking white smiles. He's jovial.
I miss him. But yeah, so you know, the beginning, like I said, very obnoxious people. You know, some of the editing's a little wonky, some jumpy stuff. But then something happens about a half hour in, and they very much deliver on the kills. In fact, there's some highlight reel type shit in this one that probably will make up for it depending on your tastes. Again, like I said, it depends. This one is for anybody other than slasher fans need not apply. It's a very cool killer. You don't get to know a lot about him, which is good. Again, you don't give a shit about anybody in this movie. The body count's high. I think there's like 26 kills, I think, if I counted right. So on-screen kills, I'll leave it to Kruger to kind of go over some of those. But
taking like my gimmick.
There are several of them. Almost all of them were good kills, actually.
And Kruger will be breaking those kills down.
Yeah, you have to be in the right mood. I thought that three or four of them were quite unique, that I, including the table thing. Never saw that quite that way before. Hey, you get to do some girl watching and seeing some great kills. Is there much else to this? No.
Do you need more for a slasher? Not always.
a little bit more charm, maybe some... Yeah, I would have preferred Wade to just be in the whole thing and it just be the Wade show.
I'm not going to fucking deny that. That guy was awesome.
let's get a sequel.
Oh, what did you think, Kruger?
This has been on my list for a really long time just because I heard about the gore. And it definitely delivers there. The characters, like you already said, they're not fantastic, but Eye Candy is there, and that was nice. I also love the raunchy dialogue, and there's a lot of stuff that had me laughing. The killer in this was very cool. I loved his, you know, welding mask and how big of a hulking presence he is, and these cool POV shots we got inside the welding mask while he was killing people was just like a nice little touch that we got. And the giant hammer he's wielding around smashing the fuck out of people with, very cool weapon of choice. Cannibal Corpse Hammer Smash Face is that motherfucker's theme song, because like that's all he does in this movie, and I love that. The story's, you know, it's nothing new. It's your basic, you know, group of friends throw a party somewhere they shouldn't be. And, you know, a killer comes and starts taking them out, but one by one. And there's definitely some fat that could have been trimmed out of this. I don't think it needed to be a full hour and 30 minutes. It could have been like an hour and 10 or an hour, you know, hour and 20 and would have been fine. I agree with you, Dan. The pacing in the beginning is a little fucked up. But once the kills start rolling in regularly, I mean, I loved everything we got. The practical gore was fucking great, especially for, you know, such a low budget film. I mean this movie is like super low budget. We're talking under $15,000, so I mean that there's some really impressive fucking gore in this for that. And the one thing I did kind of want, I wanted a little bit more backstory on, you know, who the killer was and why he was there. And there's also another element in the story that doesn't really get explained or touched upon really much at all. And I was kind of confused about, you know, what that was in the plot. But then it made up for it again at the end, just brought in a bunch of disposable people for the killer to massacre. And we get this really badass rave scene that reminded me of Jason just fucking people up in Freddy versus Jason. So that was nice to see. And overall, I say if you want a gory fun time with some nice eye candy and a badass killer, I highly recommend this. Like Dan said, there's highlight reel kills in there, so I'll be breaking those down in spoilers for sure. And I'm totally going to add this to my collection and revisit this for years to come for sure. I'm kind of sad that, you know, it's so old now that I doubt we'll ever get a sequel, but I would watch the fuck out of one.
And we're getting sequels 20 years later, 40 years later. Keep hope alive, brother.
It has a little bit of a following. I'll hear this movie brought up once in a while. It's not like totally forgotten. So I kind of doubt it at this point, but it's not impossible.
I really wish we would, because I would. I think that would be great to see the killer return and have more highlight reel kills. So,
well, I still got hope.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I still have hope for Madman too. So anything could happen.
Man,
how do we not get more Chrome Skull? I don't understand.
We got two.
Well, we got two, but I figured if Hatchet's getting all these sequels, thought Chrome Skull had a lot of potential to be a new.
No, I wouldn't say to hatch it, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Chuck? Pugs?
Whoever.
Go for it, Pugs.
Okay. Well, I thought this was pretty cool. This some reason or somehow this movie slipped by me. I don't ever think I've even heard of it. And I am disappointed in myself because I should have been watching this and spreading the word for years, minus that first half hour. Because I will give you that. However, like I said earlier, eye candy, I'm set. Because it looked like one of those old Rob Rotten, Rachel Rotten porn movies, like early early Evil Angel.
Yeah,
I was like, these guys are gonna start fucking. This is awesome, and they kind of do. So yeah, good shit. And by the end, it's just a fucking bloodbath, and this Hulk of a fucking killer, who I really don't know shit about, just get out of my fucking sweatshop, and he's just hammering these fucking dudes. Awesome. I had a great time with it. He's a badass. I liked it a lot. What about you, Mr. Todd?
Yeah, I'm with you. This was actually a first time watch. I've owned it forever and I just never cracked it open. So when Kruger suggests this one, I was like, hell yeah. I'm upset I didn't watch it when I first got it now. The 30 minutes, yeah, it's a little slow, but it makes you hate the characters and want you to watch them die more. So it wasn't useless, but they could have done that like 15. So, but yeah, when it really starts to get going, it's going, and it's, I know you mentioned the plot, but I mean, people have the same complaint about the lack of plot with something like Terrifier, and it's still a great movie. And this one, it's the same.
More eye candy.
This one, I mean, I actually prefer Terrifier, but I'm saying the comparison is there with just the lack of story, and people always complaining on that. You don't really need a great story in this slasher.
The thing that bothered me more so with this, and I can't really say it until we get into spoilers, but there was something that was kind of left there that wasn't explained whatsoever, or if it was, it completely went over my head, and I was wondering how that added to the story, but I get what you mean.
But overall, I think it's a really good time. If you're a slasher fan, I think you're going to love it. Yeah. If you know you're looking for something deeper, it's not that movie, but it didn't need to be, and it's a fun 90 minutes. Okay, maybe a fun 80 minutes.
Yeah.
We got to review that Rob Rotten stuff now, Bugs.
I'm down.
all right. Kruger, what say you? What do you rate it?
I'm tossed up between a 3.5 and a 4. I'm going to go with the 3.5 out of 5 for now, but there's definitely room to grow because I love this fucking killer. And this is one of the few movies that I watched and immediately bought it like within seconds after the movie ended. So I'm going to be watching it again soon. What about you, Pugs?
I am a 4. I thought this was cool as fuck with room to grow. Cause I watching it back, I may like it even more. Todd.
I'm back and forth to 3.5 and 4 too, but it was a really good time and I can't eat. Screw it. 4.
I am a 3. But like I said, when the kills come practical, you know,
brutal as fuck.
For what they did with a fraction of the budget of, you know, even a hatchet, I was very impressed. I enjoyed some of the kills. There were a couple like all time classic kills.
Yeah, we need to get this shit crowdfunded for Sweatshop too. Cause I think the fans could muster up around the same budget that we got for the first film.
That's a good point.
So I think we need to get that shit rolling. So
if Dan, you can play Wade Kruger. You're the fucking, what is our killer's name?
He's just called the Beast.
The Beast. Yeah. Kruger, you got the Beast.
I mean, I'm sure I could do it. So
I could definitely play Wade.
Yes, you can.
I'm probably... yeah, I could make that work.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we've rated it, now we gotta put it up head-to-head to everything we have on this list.
I'm curious where this goes.
So our list right now is Eyes of a Stranger. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Eyes of a Stranger, Evil Dead Trap, Hell Knight, and Sweatshop. So, yeah. Kruger, you want to go first, or you want me to come back to you last?
See, this is really hard because this is going to be a case where I think a better move. There's a movie that's better than another one, but I believe the slasher deserves the spot more than the slasher we get in the movie that I'm going to be eliminating. I love Eyes of a Stranger, but fucking the Beast is so badass with that motherfucking hammer. Those kills are so a lot better than what we get in Eyes of a Stranger, and he would fucking massacre that pervert. So I'm going to have to eliminate Eyes of a Stranger, and I do love the movie, and I highly recommend it to anybody that hasn't seen it. But Sweatshop, I think, deserves to be on this list for how crazy the kills were and the killer.
Copy paste, because yeah, Kruger fucking nailed it. Sweatshop stays.
You want to go, Dan? Or
I can't disagree with the battle portion, but Sweatshop's got to go. It's not on par with these films for me. But again, I get it. It's a cool killer.
Okay, but fucking fucked up. Mine actually would be Sweatshop too, but Kruger already has the argument.
Eliminate it.
Yeah. So, but, no, I said yeah, you've already
you, sweat
it's tied, so it's tied.
Yeah. No, so, I won't make an argument for the
yeah, because Kruger already made the argument. Yeah, Kruger already made the argument in the head, and there's no arguing with who would win in that battle. So I said, so what I did was pointless.
Maybe the pervert, the killer in Eyes of a Stranger, factors into his mythology somehow. So I don't know. I'm trying to argue some
maybe,
way.
Wait. Maybe it bring is it him up. Under there.
Could be.
You'll write it out.
With the devil. Yeah. But, hey, there you go.
That's fine. I do think we all agree that Eyes of a Stranger is the better movie.
Yeah, but, no, yeah. It's 100% the better movie. Yeah. It has better acting, a way better story. Just the killer in fucking Sweatshop is too badass to not give his props. I just think the kills in that movie, man, it sets it apart from, most stuff that we already have on the list right now, to be honest with you. In terms of gore and stuff, the only thing Sweatshop really can compare to is Evil Dead Trap. And Evil Dead Trap, it had some gore, but I don't think on the level that Sweatshop did. So, Eyes of a Stranger.
Oh, man, her fucking killer, fucking, I forgot what it's called, the fetus thing. That rules.
different kind of slasher, for sure.
But. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure whatever the fuck the demon baby thing is. But yeah, so Eyes of a Stranger is eliminated, but definitely check it out and get the Scream Factory Blu-ray for it, because it's a fucking must-have in your slasher collection. But Sweatshop has made its way on, so I'm glad that the Beast is getting the recognition he deserves, because he's a one brutal motherfucker. So why don't we get into spoilers? But
before we do, I thought this was just kind of funny. So I bought this off Amazon, so official Amazon release, and it's one.
He
of
forgot
those...
we were doing this as a stinger, I guess.
That's fine.
It's one of those MOD. Discs, so you know you can kind of see Blu-ray disc on the top. Not as cheap as some of these look like. At least it's got proper. So
I actually hate the Amazon ones.
Well, yeah, I bring it over and start shitting on it.
if you want certain movies, they did put them out exclusive this way. So hey, I wanted it on Blu-ray. But listen to this synopsis.
Hold up, Kruger's got something.
Oh, I was gonna say my Antrim is like that.
Yeah. Again, that was the only way to get that too. But you can get it on DVD, of course. But a young couple purchases a 19th century plantation home and invites friends up for the weekend to celebrate. When they accidentally release a long buried evil, their dream home is transformed into a house of horror as the original owner returns to exact bloody vengeance. So obviously not Sweatshop.
Yeah. And any of our listeners, if you have any idea what the fuck movie that could be, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because it sounds cool, actually.
Plantation? Fuck yeah, you got me.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But man, come on, guys, raise your game. I know certain things are MOD, and that's fine, but
not as much anymore since Amazon ended their program.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, that is true. But
like Film Rise, Wild, all those little ones are the ones that got fucked in that. Shocker.
I'm fairly certain our listeners know and watchers know what MOD is, but in case you're wondering, made on demand.
Yeah.
Burn, not press, not glass bottomed.
Yeah.
Still, no, wait, no, that made it more complicated. All right. Okay, Dan.
Pimpin'.
All right, guys. So. Be sure to listen to all our other Slashtober Part 2 tournament episodes and go back to the original as well. We also, fleshwoundfeatures.com for all your merchandise, links to our Teespring store. Get yourself a Halloween treat. We're on Discord, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch. We're on everything, so check that out as well. Lots of ways to follow us, including Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio group on Facebook, Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. You can follow us separately as well, and all that good stuff. Patreon.com/Flesh Wound Features. We have a ton of bonus Halloween content with even more coming, so check that out, guys.
And even an outtake from this here episode.
Yes, an outtake, yes.
All right. Well, all right. It's spoiler time. If you haven't seen it, want to wait, time to bow out now.
All right. Fucking, we got a lot of kills to go over. So let's get this shit started.
26 kills on screen.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about all 26, but I'm going to talk about some of the big ones. The kill where the hot-ass lesbian goth chick got her jaw ripped off and we saw the skin literally tearing from her fucking face. That was a nice touch, oh yeah. My God, that was fucking great. And then just the way she looked with her tongue all fucking flapping and shit with her, you know, her jaw ripped off. I mean, that was fucking awesome. And then the kill, or well, it wasn't a kill, but when the killer ties the blonde to the table with the barbed wire, and you know, he starts torturing her with the garden shears, chopping their fingers off, but then he says, "Oh, fuck that shit," grabs his hammer and literally hammers her fucking legs off to the point where all her skin on her legs are like just completely ripped off, so she's just got fucking bone legs. And then Scotty's brother tries fucking her. And her like bony ass later on in the movie, which I thought was fucking hilarious. she's still alive while this is all happening. And if, you know, getting the flesh ripped off of her legs wasn't enough, the fucking killer just grabs her by her face and just smashes into concrete. And there's a great gore gag later on where somebody checks on her later on in the movie and picks up her face and all her brains and just everything just go flopping out. It's fucking nasty as hell looking. And I thought that was just a great little gag. Personally, my favorite and my second favorite kill in the movie, my second favorite kill would be the little punk chick that does the beer chugging thing with the guy that she wants to fuck so he can give her head. Yeah. First off, her line, "You gotta lick my pee pee." The dialogue of this was fucking hilarious. But dude, like, she's so tiny and fucking the beast is so big, and he just annihilates her in one swing of the hammer, and her rib cage just completely rips out of her fucking body. Her limbs just go flying off. It is so fucking awesome just to watch a human being get smashed like a fucking bug. And that was my second favorite kill in the movie. But my favorite fucking kill was the scene where a girl's like crawling towards this fence and she gets like halfway up the fence because the killer has hit her down, and the Killer grabs his fucking hammer and fucking smashes his hammer into her face, and her face goes through the fence and completely liquefies.
That was classic.
That was the, that's one of the best fucking kills I've seen in a really long time. And I mean, that alone was fucking impressive as shit.
Imagine a 3D gimmick with that. That would have been great.
This has a 3D Blu-ray, motherfucker.
It's unfortunately
Germany.
It's a German bad, you know, conversion. Okay. Yeah,
I was gonna say
there's a lot of them because if you know, I'd already have it. If
yeah, it was, yeah. No, I'm with
unfortunately.
You.
Unfortunately,
the coof ends, I can come down there. We'll add that to the list. Even if it's
Dan missed the part. Yeah, it's fake 3D.
Hell yeah, but.
Still gotta do Battle Royale though.
It's like yes. And yeah.
The only other thing I have to talk about, other than when I talk about my little problem I had, that fucking scene where he's just massacring all the rave people and fucking he's hacking their heads off, fucking smashing them with the fucking hammer.
Joe Lynch is in there.
Joe Lynch is in there, which is cool. People are getting fucking tripped over and trampled on. I loved all that mayhem. It reminded me of something we got in Skull, the Mask, when the killer just hacks through everybody in the fucking party. So I was glad to see where that came from, if this was the first film that did it. Well, actually, it's not because of Freddy vs. Jason. But I love that. Do that in more fucking horror movies because that is the shit. Anytime you just see a killer, just go ham. So my one problem was those weird zombie bitch things that were. What the fuck was all that? Was that ever explained?
No.
We got zombie bitches with sweatshop.
See, I thought they were like cannibals, like or something. Like
yeah, that's why I was wondering, what was their purpose or what were their connection to. The Beast, because like that was my whole thing. Like, I'm fine with us not knowing about the Beast in general, like he's our mysterious killer, but I wanted to know what the fuck the connection with these weird cannibal zombie bitches are.
The Beast's harem. He just kept a few, drove them insane, and kind of a Dahmer situation, I think.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That's good Dahmer. Enough for me. Yeah, yeah. I didn't think about it at all. I was like, oh, look at them.
I just thought it was like Hills Have Eyes relatives.
No, I didn't get inbred vibes.
Something
horrible happened to those girls a long time ago and they're gone.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all right. I got for the kills and stuff. So.
You guys got anything?
No. You could talk about the kills all day on this one. It's the kill fest. So, yeah, it delivers that for sure.
Now we're just waiting to do the Rob Rotten and Rachel Rotten pornos.
Well, while Dan goes and does hours and hours of research, all right, we might as well get out of here.
We do it for you.
No. That's not a send someone here after I just talk about, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, just wrap it up.
Doesn't help, Todd.
Let's get the fuck out of here, gentlemen. Dan?
Fuck, I just got it.
Good night and enjoy the cream.
In your eyes? Oh, fuck, Todd.
What the fuck?
movie.
On your back, Dan.
I'm going to do a whole show in that voice.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disney.
Creamy.